Supplemental reading.
Should drugs be legal? At age 18, Americans can legally purchase cigarettes, which contain the drug nicotine. At 21, they can buy and drink beverages with alcohol, another type of drug. At no age, however, are they legally allowed to buy and consume other kinds of drugs, such as marijuana, cocaine, or heroin. Many people think this policy is hypocritical. They wonder why the government should choose which drugs to sanction and which to ban. The typical response is that drugs like marijuana and cocaine are unhealthy, but so are cigarettes and alcohol. Smoking, for instance, is the leading cause of death in the U.S., killing more than 440,000 people each year, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC estimates that drinking alcohol leads directly to about 35,000 annual deaths, and indirectly to thousands of others. Studies show that, used in moderation, marijuana and cocaine are no more harmful than cigarettes and alcohol. Practically, proponents of legalization say that legalizing drugs would improve the economy. The U.S. receives billions of dollars each year from taxes on cigarettes and alcohol, while spending billions fighting the illegal drug trade. If the government legalized drugs, such as cocaine and marijuana, then it could tax them and also stop spending money trying to catch and imprison those who sell them. Of course, some people say that instead of legalizing all drugs, the government should make all drugs illegal. The trouble is that, as long as the drugs are available, people will choose to take them, legally or not.